We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, Nick Foles in focus here. The Eagles offense putting up some big-time numbers on Sunday. 521 yards. Nick Foles, 411 passing yards, 62 attempts as the Eagles skew heavily in the passing game against an Arizona defense that was number one against the run going into Sunday's game. Foles after the game talking to the media, lamenting some missed chances, some very costly mistakes.
I mean, they were zero blitzing, and I was just trying to you're trying to find your one-on-one matchups, which there's a lot, and you're just trying to give you guys an opportunity to make a play in that situation. The last throw, I got to make sure that's in balance. Jordan came down with a great catch, but, you know, I got to make sure that I keep him in balance to give us a chance to win. You know, you can't just say, oh, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. If anyone's ever played a sport, you know that you're going to go through adversity. Things are going to happen, but you have to keep pushing forward. Just because a turnover happened, the world doesn't end. You keep fighting, you keep moving, you keep learning. And, you know, you learn from each turnover, you learn from each touchdown, you learn from each thing. So you build that database. I'm building a database. We are, as a team, we're growing through different situations to where when we see those situations again, we can do the right thing. I know the turnover is, you know, the stat, but, you know, we can fix that. We will continue to work towards it. We're trying to exploit the front side of their defense, and, you know, I had a little pump fake out there. They didn't really bite. And then just going through the reads, Mac did a great job of keeping his route on and really just beating him with speed. And I was just, you know, wanting to get the ball out there and let him come down with it.
All right, so, Bo, let's talk about Foles. And it really comes down to really two areas that I've been talking about, okay? Red zone efficiency and turning the football over. 12 in total for Nick Foles this year. And he knows he's got to get better, and the Eagles are working at it. So what happens?
Well, I don't know what happens. That's the problem. You were hoping that maybe things would get cleaned up a little bit over the bye week. He would get back to some of the things he was doing last year when he protected the football so well. That was really the hallmark of what Foles and this offense did last year, was protect the ball so well, and he's just not doing it this year. Obviously, he knows he needs to clean things up, but we're starting to sort of get to the point where we sort of need to see it happen eventually.
Yeah, and here's the interesting. I don't know what this means. Nick Foles has 9 interceptions thrown, 5 of them in first down situations. So these are plays where you don't have to force anything, that you can throw the ball away and live for another day. And we'll see what adjustments the Eagles make offensively, putting the football in the end zone in those goal-to-go situations, in those inside-the-20 situations, and what they do with Foles. And, again, working on ball security. Let's go into the locker room after the game. Jeremy Maclin was a standout for the Eagles, 12 catches, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns. But what bothered him the most, of course, the team results, a loss in Arizona.
You know, I was good enough to go. So that's part of football. You know, you're going to get hit, and you may be down for a little bit, but you got to get back up. You know, I've done a good job, you know, getting my body right and preparing myself to be able to withstand some of these type of things that happen throughout the course of a football game. But I just want to get back out there and help my team.
Man, the game was just really crazy how it just happened. I mean, every time we felt like we were getting to edge a little bit, they made a stop. We have a turnover or however it went. So it is frustrating. We've got to get back to the drawing boards and get back next week and get to it.
I mean, yeah, you got to try and make the play. I mean, Nick trusted me, gave me a chance to go get the ball. So, you know, I got to find a way to get my feet down. That's the bottom line. So. That's on me. I gotta make a play for my team, my quarterback. So, you know, that's how it is.
It did. I mean, it kind of stopped some drives, slowed it down. Just, you can't win with penalties and turnovers. You can't, not in this league. You're a good team. It's right at 6-1.
You know, you never want penalties, and I think that's definitely a lot when you think about combined. So, you know, but at the end of the day, we just want to cut down on ours. You know, I can't be worried about what the other team's doing, but we'll go back to the team, look at it, and try and correct the mistakes and then get going.
All right, so that's the reaction from the Eagles offense, Bo, and obviously, that whole group looking to get better, hopefully having Darren Sproles back this week, maybe Jason Kelce as well.